This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Item one, Greece, Athens, and Eurozone officials are still talking. That's about the latest update we've got. Item two, Greece. We still know exactly two of the hundreds of things that are going to happen between now and whenever this thing gets solved. That is, Greece is either in the euro or it's not. And item three, with all of that said, listen, how about some trade deficit news, huh? Figures out this morning showed the U.S. trade deficit got slightly bigger in May. We now have an almost $42 billion gap between the value of the goods and services that we import over the value of the stuff that we export. Some economists will tell you this is a bad thing. Others will say it's perfectly normal. We, however, we will say that this flow of things in and out of our economy can tell us some interesting things about said economy. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson is going to do just that.
Americans tend to buy more from foreigners than they do from us. It's long been that way. So how does the trade deficit tell us the story of the global economy? Well, we can look at how it changes, whether the deficit is growing or shrinking. And in recent months, it's been growing slightly. Why?
First of all, the U.S. dollar has been stronger against foreign currencies recently, and that puts a brake on U.S. exports.
Douglas Irwin is an econ professor at Dartmouth, and he says reason number two, exports are struggling.
Foreign economic growth has been weak, and there's still a lot of problems in Europe.
Greece, anyone?
So that has put a damper on exports as well.
The value of imports dropped a little in May, too, but not as much as exports, and some of that may be tied up in falling oil prices. But in general, lots of imports, it's actually a sign of a strong U.S. economy, counterintuitive as that may seem, says Dan Eikenson. He's director of the Cato Institute's Center for Trade Policy Studies.
Because consumers have more money to spend and businesses expand production.
Contrast that to the recession years, where growth, especially in emerging economies, held on while the U.S. slowed, says Robert Lawrence, a professor of international trade and investment at Harvard.
So we were able to maintain some of our sales to the rest of the world. In effect, that kept our economy slightly stronger than it would otherwise have been.
So he says, in a sense,
we're back to a pattern where we support them. Our growth stimulates and sort of stabilizes them rather than the reverse.
Exports will always be an important slice of our economic pie. But Lawrence says for us to keep chugging with our recovery, lots more demand will have to come from here at home rather than abroad. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.